Raja Yoga Meditation on the Means. Means 7. Dhyana, or Meditation. This meditation is based on the book, The Light of the Soul, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, discussing the 8 means to union with the soul. Please read Light of the Soul, Book 3, Sutra 2, on Means 7, Meditation, to get a clearer understanding of this means. Dhyana, or meditation, is sustained concentration. The mind fixed upon a single object for 12 seconds is dharana concentration. 12 such dharanas will be dhyana, as concentration merges into meditation. And having achieved the capacity to concentrate the mind steadily upon an object, the next step is developing the power to hold the mind stuff or citta unwaveringly occupied with that object or thought for a prolonged period, gradually moving from the outer form of the object towards its emanating source. The thinker uses the mind to transmit higher thoughts and abstract ideas, even idealistic concepts, to the physical brain, establishing that contact between the higher and lower mind. Meditation alignment. Sit comfortably with the spine erect. Breathe easily and relax your physical, emotional, and mental fields. Focus high within your head. Visualize the light, love, and power of the soul pouring into your 3 personality vehicles. For assimilation. Imagine yourself as the thinker, focused within the soul illumined mind. Say the Gayatri. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. Meditate upon the following seed thoughts, seeking to gain a deeper understanding of the meaning behind each thought. What, in your understanding, is the meaning of Dhyana? Select an object that symbolizes deity or reality to you. With uninterrupted concentration, examine this object. Take note of its shape, of its color, continue with the object from above, and this time feel its energy. Is there any effect it has on your consciousness when you concentrate on it? Meditate even deeper on the object. Tune into its higher purpose. Seek to understand what it reveals about God's plan and purpose. Visualize the energies received during meditation flowing into and transforming your mental, your emotional, and your physical etheric bodies. Plan to apply what has been understood in meditation in your daily life. Now follow the Raja Yoga meditation method. Hold the seed thought before your mind's eye and read it through. Focus in your analytical mind and analyze this seed thought using sequential thinking. Contemplate the thought and allow the intuition to bring you higher realizations. Deliberately stop thinking and for a few seconds only, imaginatively open yourself to divine illumination. Now, with deliberation, bring the meditation to a close and imaginatively reaffirm your focus in your mind and then your brain. Quietly review and interpret any insight you have received during the meditation. Summarize with clarity what these insights were and what they mean to you. This work is very important. It will ground your consciousness back into your brain, helping to overcome the problem of spacing out, and will also train your mind to do the necessary work of interpreting intuitive insight. It also completes the underlying exercise of building the Antahkarana. Distribution. Sound the great invocation, followed by the sacred word Om 3 times, visualizing as you do so the redemption or upliftment of humanity and the earth.